This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. It's so good to have you listening today. For the first time, Wisconsin's state economic development arm is targeting business development specifically in the African-American community. The revolving loan fund just launched by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation in partnership with Milwaukee's African-American Chamber of Commerce is the latest in a series of initiatives targeting specific communities facing specific challenges. Reed Hall is the secretary of WEDC. Dr. Eve Hall is no relation. She is the president of the African American Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee. Secretary Hall joins us by phone from Madison. Eve Hall is with us in the studio now. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Great to be with you this morning. Thank you.
Why at this time has the WEDC decided to work specifically on behalf of African American owned businesses?
Well, this is a continuation of an effort that we have participated in for a couple years in the minority community. In months past, we've supported the Native American Chamber, the Hmong Chamber, and the Hispanic Chamber for these revolving loan funds. And it's just a natural progression that we wanted to support the African-American Chamber also. And with Dr. Eve Hall there and her administrative abilities, now we feel very comfortable with making this contribution to the Chamber.
And so is this an acknowledgement by the WEDC that would-be and current, not just African-American business owners, but business owners in these other communities that you're talking about face unique challenges?
Exactly. That's why we support the minority chambers. We're trying to advance the business development in the minority area. We're pleased to do that. We think it's something that fits very well into our mission, and hopefully we'll produce some great jobs out of these programs with new businesses or entrepreneurs that start up.
Eve Hall, how significant is this loan fund, both to the African-American business community at large and to the work of your organization?
Well, to the community at large, it signifies a very important partnership and relationship with the state. We know that for many of our businesses, especially businesses of color, and in our case, African Americans, that finances ends up being one of the major impediments to growth in a business and expansion. And so we're now in a situation as a result of our partnership to provide support to those individuals that qualify. We're now an addition to the landscape, which quite frankly is something new in the financial world. Typically, it's been the banks. Here locally, there's been an organization called WIBIC, which you may be familiar with. They've been in this business for 25 years. Wendy's done a phenomenal job. But what's really important is as our minority businesses grow, as our population browns, that it's also important that we have cultural type of opportunities when it comes to lending and having that type of interaction when they have options to go into their particular communities.
Can either of you explain the concept of a revolving loan fund and why that's the specific tool being put to work here?
We have been involved with revolving loan funds around the state for some time now, usually with communities or local or regional economic development corporations. And the revolving part of it is you fund after an analysis of the opportunity, a startup business or maybe a business that needs nourishment during their lifetime. And then that is paid back, and we can entertain more proposals in the future. But it's a good way of getting money into the community when usually these companies do not qualify for the standard routine normal bank loans because they don't have the history. So that's the niche that we provide with these revolving loan funds.
Well, and you're starting with, I think it's $100,000 in seed money. How much can $100,000 accomplish?
Actually, it's a $200,000 fund. What our arrangement is that WEDC provided the $100,000. We had to raise the match, which we were able to do. So technically, Mitch, we are providing loans anywhere from $5,000 to $25,000. And actually, we can go kind of $1,000 to $5,000 as well, but basically $5,000. So if you're speaking on $200,000 as a beginning, up to four at $25,000, which I doubt if we'll have that many at $25,000. I would say that most would be smaller loans for gap, for bonding, for operations. So there are a number of areas that we're supporting.
And so you would say, not to put words in your mouth, but something even as small as $1,000 to $5,000 could mean the difference between getting a business off the ground or keeping it going and not?
It could be. I mean, you never know. It could be equipment, could be a gap where they just need that additional funding. There are many situations that our businesses confront. And so sometimes that $5,000 or $3,000 can make all the difference in the world.
Secretary Hall, as you say, there have been similar loan funds established to assist minority-owned businesses in a variety of other communities. Are there already stories of how these loan funds have been put to work successfully?
Absolutely. I think the minority chambers, when one looks at the success of the Hispanic Chamber, the Hmong Chamber, and the Native American Chambers, I think they have many success stories that we have been able to rely on to encourage our future investments in these programs. It's a niche of the community that doesn't usually qualify for the standard bank loan. So that's why when these things are successful, we're so pleased.
Well, and let me ask a philosophical question. There might be some skeptics in the audience who might say, well, you know, people who don't necessarily qualify for a traditional bank loan aren't qualifying because they haven't met the criteria. Why doesn't the state say, well, you know, it's sink or swim. This is how the free market works.
We do have a review process, and I know the African American Chamber will have the same underwriting process. You look at these alternatives, the proposals that are given, and if it appears to have a success story in its future and it can create jobs, that's why we put funding into these programs. Overall, I think the taxpayers' monies are invested very appropriately, because it does encourage companies to grow and jobs to be created, which is encouraging other companies in the community through a ripple effect to expand and move Wisconsin forward.
Dr. Hall, can you talk about the criteria? I mean, even though these businesses wouldn't always qualify for a traditional bank loan, you're not just handing the money out.
No. In fact, we actually have a revolving loan fund committee. And this committee consists of bank representatives as well as some of our community organizations that are involved with business development. So technically, we look at some of the same things that a bank does. However, we would give more leeway. We know that banks are definitely anti-risk. You know, so there is as much as possible, they do not want to take a risk with individuals that they provide loans to. We're the opposite. I mean, we still have to be very careful about who we're lending to, but we may give that person that the bank still didn't feel comfortable enough with that chance, because we still see that maybe they don't have all the assets, but they seem to be someone of integrity who is going to be able to make the payments and has identified other ways to guarantee that they'll be on top of what they're to do. In addition, Mitch, we'll be providing coaching and support on an ongoing basis. And oftentimes, once again, when we think about our banks, banks do not provide that. They're not in the business to do that, and that's fine. But we, as a chamber, will make sure that the additional supports that are needed will be provided. And what can quite frankly happen in the future for many of our clients is that they will be loan ready or prepared to take on a traditional loan in which they may need to go to a regular bank.
This is, you mentioned WBIC before. This is one of the things that they do as well.
Exactly. And, you know, I've met with Wendy. I don't believe in reinventing the wheel. There's a reason that they've been successful for as long as they have. And part of their success has been that constant support with the clients that they serve. And so taking that model is something that we will do.
The businesses and the individuals who are starting the businesses, I would imagine one of the issues they have is they're not going to turn an immediate profit. What are the terms of the loan? How long do they have to pay these loans back?
We're basically 1 to 3 years on a loan. And again, now not everyone's going to be a startup. I mean, we've already had calls from individuals who are well into business and they want to expand and they need some support. Those individuals who are just starting, again, we will be very careful and thoughtful in how we support them. But please know that there are many that are out here already doing fairly well or on the cusp that just need that extra lift.
The WEDC put in the initial $100,000. The African American Chamber of Commerce was able to come up with a match. Are there hopes? Is it possible that this loan fund grows down the road?
I would see it growing. I feel very confident that there are enough individuals in our community who need the support that would go beyond the $200,000. You know, one thing that the research shows, Mitch, is as minority businesses grow, they tend to hire other minorities. So this is another important element that as we support these businesses, the more we strengthen them, that means they'll be able to hire people. And so we have high hopes that that will happen.
We call that the ripple effect of the economy, and it truly is evident in many places.
So this is the notion that there's not going to be an immediate enormous footprint in terms of the number of jobs created, but down the road you look at this being able to spur other businesses and essentially a ripple effect.
Exactly.
Reed Hall, Dr. Eve Hall, thank you both so much. Appreciate your time.
It's been a pleasure being with you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Eve Hall is president of the African American Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee. Reed Hall is the secretary of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. There's a link to more information about the revolving loan fund directed at African American owned businesses at wuwm.com/lake effect. Google is in the testing phase for cars without drivers. Leaving aside the search engine puns, what are the implications for a driver-intensive culture? We'll explore those questions next on Lake Effect from WUWM.